Okay. So, just a few brief comments on meditation practice before we try it out in practice. I'm just going to continue on some of the themes I was talking about yesterday. One of the interesting things about meditation practice, and of course the whole spiritual path, is that you have the idea of right view as the very foundation of the Noble Eightfold Path. Everything is kind of based on the idea of right view. And from right view, the whole path it develops from there. But what is interesting about this is not just the Noble Eightfold Path as such that is based on right view, but if you look at meditation, if you look at Satipatthana, the kind of the main aspect of meditation in Buddhism, the mindfulness of breathing and all that, that too is founded on Ujjukaditti, which basically is like right view. So the whole meditation practice also is held up and supported by the idea of looking at the world in the right way. And as I was saying yesterday, the idea of right view is not something that you say you consent to or assent to. Yes, I have right view. Do you believe in rebirth? Yes, therefore you have right view. It's not as simple as that. The idea of right view has to do with how we look at the world and how we develop that outlook over time. As you develop that outlook over time, you're approaching the idea of right view more and more. It's not just a matter of assent, it's a matter of development, how we look at this world. And one way of deciding whether you have right view or not, it is not just about, feeling for yourself, yes, okay, I feel like I'm practicing this path, doing things the right way. Very often we can trick ourselves into thinking that our values are aligned with the Dhamma, with the teaching and all of this. But to really find out what your values are, see what happens in your meditation practice. What is happening in your mind? Yeah? What are you thinking about? Is your mind tending towards worldly things, towards the pleasure of the world, towards your work, towards your family life and all of these things? And if it is, you know that your view, your outlook, your values are still not that aligned with the Dhamma, teachings of the Buddha. On the other hand, if you find that when you sit down, after kind of getting over the initial restlessness and tiredness of the mind, your mind tends to become peaceful. Yeah? In other words, you're not so interested in those worldly things. Then basically, you know that you are already heading in the right direction. Your mind, your outlook is aligned with the Dhamma to a certain extent. So you can actually see what your values are. And it's much more powerful to see how your mind works, to figure out whether your values are right, than actually just to think about it. Yeah, are my values right? Because that is very often, that thinking is just often tainted by delusion. So there are some very simple things that we can do to align our minds more with the Dhamma. And the most simple one is just to remember the reality of impermanence. Yeah, a very simple way of remembering the teachings of the Buddha. And we always tend to go wrong when it comes to impermanence. We tend to think that we have an idea about this, but the depth of understanding required for what is really going on is actually quite profound. And the reason why we tend to go wrong is that it often feels like we have some kind of say over the world, some kind of influence, some kind of agency over things, because we feel that agency inside of us. This is like the aspect of the sense of self. It feels like we have far more control over the external world than we actually have. So just reminding yourself of how little control we have over the external world, yeah? Just remembering that. It helps you to turn your mind inwards and turn it to that part of the world, if you like, our inner life, where we do actually have some degree of control. And this is, in many ways, just a using of the Dhammanusati, the recollection of the Dhamma. This is a particular way of going about that. So a little bit of Dhammanusati at the beginning, yeah? Turns the mind away from those things that are unreliable, uncertain, uncontrollable, and turns the mind instead towards that thing in the world where we can make a difference, which is our inner life, our mind, our kind of spiritual part of beings, and of human beings in particular. So this is one way of helping us just to turn the mind slightly in the right direction, and then hopefully allowing us in the long run, by allowing these things to grow in the long run, but also during individual meditations to point the mind in the right direction here. Okay, so let's try it out in practice and see what happens. Okay, so as always, just start off by sitting comfortably. Close your eyes, and of course, when you close your eyes, you can really feel your body so much better. So feel that body, sit comfortably, learn to relax in a deep way. Never forget these simple initial stages of the meditation, because if you get those right, then everything tends to flow so much more easily afterwards. So much of the meditation practice is just about being able to be patient, just to be able to sit back and wait in the present moment, doing nothing, just allowing everything to be. And the more patient you are, the more ability you just have to wait and sit back, the more peaceful things tend to become. And it happens almost miraculously all by itself. There's nothing we have to do except for being patient. And as you go on in this meditation, make sure that you feel the beauty of that peace, the sense of almost like going into your own cave, withdrawing from the world outside. And just feel how beautiful that is, how different it is, what a wonderful sense of seclusion from the world. And to aid this kind of perception and to push it forward, remind yourself how uncertain everything in the world is. If you want to find any degree of peace, of refuge from those worldly phenomena, the place to go is always inside, away from those things, into the development of the mind instead. Sometimes a tiny nudge like that can help you to go even deeper in your meditation practice. whenever you feel your mind is ready, whenever the mindfulness is strong enough, and the breath comes to you, the breath arrives without you looking for it, that is the time when breath meditation starts. And then off you go, off on this exciting expedition into samadhi, into stillness, just you and your breath, the rest of the world left behind. Okay, we are now coming very close to the end of the meditation. Before we come to the end, please just take a minute or two just to review the process that has been happening here. And as you review this process, focus on those things that have supported the meditation. What are the things that lead to peace? What are the perceptions and intentions that direct you in the right direction? Okay, so that is the meditation for today. So, do you have any questions or comments or anything? Yeah, this is your opportunity to say something. Yeah, anybody want to say anything? Yeah, everybody happy? Yeah, everybody's happy. Okay, that makes it easy. Very good. Yeah. Okay, so I guess that's it. Is there any questions from outside? No, no questions from outside. Okay, good. So let's just pay respects and then take it from there.